I only realized it yesterday. My husband has had a triple bypass just less than 2 weeks ago. So as you can imagine, I have been occupied by other things and checking my emails, and no, I haven't even heard, didn't even hear anything in the news. And it was only yesterday when I was checking my emails that I saw three emails in from Concern. And as I started to go through them, then I realized what had happened and was quite appalled, because in my case, it amounts to £4,000. And there are not many people that I know of who have £4,000 sitting in their current account. So that's when I first became aware of it.
So you pledge £40 a month to Concern.
Exactly, yeah. And I've been doing that for a long time, and I'm very happy to do that and indeed to continue to do that. But this has left me very nervous, as I'm sure it will other people. And that's an awful shame because, in my opinion, Concern's a wonderful organisation and I would want to continue to support them. But this is a bit unnerving.
£4,000 is a lot of money. How are you feeling today?
It's the beginning of the month, and so this is the time when a lot of my direct debits go out. Now, they are all showing in my account as having gone out, but are they going to bounce back? And things like, for example, credit card payments, does that mean that I will incur charges? I know there's about 10 or 12 direct debits have gone out from my account today, and that is very concerning. What I did last night was I transferred some money out of my current account into a deposit account that I have with the same bank so that I would at least have access to some cash. The whole scenario is very worrying. And it's okay for me to an extent in that I'm reasonably computer savvy and I do keep a good eye on my bank account through online. But there will be people out there who have never done that, or older people perhaps who are just rely on maybe getting paper statements in from the bank and who might go along to their ATM machine to get some cash to pay for their groceries, to pay for whatever, and discover that they can't access any cash. And it's people like that that I am concerned about, and also people who, for example, are away on holidays with their kids for the midterm break. They go to the ATM to get some cash out for the day and discover that they don't have access to cash. So there are people out there who I think are going to be a lot worse off than somebody like me. And having said all of that, I would reiterate the fact that Concern is a fabulous organisation, and I am very worried about the projects that are funded through donations from people like me who donate regularly, and so therefore Concern can rely on that money coming in and can rely on it funding projects. And I worry that people will quite understandably say, "That's it, I'm not having anything more to do with direct debits to Concern."
You mentioned there your partner had a triple bypass recently. This is not what you needed on your plate.
Absolutely not. And it would have been worse last week when he was going through the operation, because I would not have even been anywhere near a computer to check the counter, check emails or anything else.
The fact that yesterday was May Day, it was a bank holiday, it makes things more difficult in terms of calling banks and dealing with the procedure. What do you make of the fact that, you have to deal with it? It's you that has to contact your bank.
Yeah, I must admit I was a bit annoyed about that, because the first two emails that I got suggested that Concern were going to sort it out, and I thought, right, okay, well, I'll just leave it with them and they'll get it sorted and I'll not have to worry about it. And then when I read the third email, I thought, oh no, because that is much more inconvenient, that I would have either, I may still have to go to the branch. I'm sure that they have investigated all possibilities, all avenues, but it's nonetheless very frustrating for people.